When Enron filed for bankruptcy protection on Sunday, thousands of current and former employees became less likely to recover any of the money they lost in the company's collapse. As shareholders, they will have to take their places behind a long list of creditors. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In Enron's bankruptcy filing, there are 54 pages of creditors, all of whom will likely be paid before Enron shareholders see a dime. Bob Knutson lives in Omaha, Nebraska. He and his wife are both former employees of the company and received company stock as a benefit.
We're small-time investors in a middle-income family. We didn't have a lot, but again, what we did have is going to have an impact on what will happen to us in the future.
From a high of $90 a share last year, Enron has fallen to penny stock levels. Eli Gottesdiener is one of several lawyers who filed class action lawsuits on behalf of the company's retirement plan participants. On Monday, he expanded his suit to cover not only Enron, but also the firm that administered Enron's pension plan and the accounting firm that audited its books, Anderson.
We go after who we can go after, and who we can go after right now include Anderson, include Northern Trust, include the administrative committee, the individual members, many of whom themselves harvested tens if not hundreds of millions of dollars in insider deals, so they've got plenty of money, and I know that our clients would be happy to receive some of that.
The suit accuses Anderson of knowingly helping Enron to conceal the true nature of the company's finances. However, it would seem there is plenty of blame to go around. Former employee Bob Knutson says he has little doubt about who he believes is responsible for Enron's woes.
The only thing that we can determine went wrong is bad management. Decisions were made that simply weren't sound business decisions.
Those decisions made by Enron's top managers are also currently the subject of a probe by federal securities regulators. Last year, Enron was Anderson's second largest client, paying the firm $52 million in fees for both audit and consulting services. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.